Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in coaching. We're looking at ourselves when it comes to the coaching habit. And, boy, this has been such a great series that we're working on right now. And we're in the second question, which is the AWE question, which is it's an acronym of AWE, and we'll get into what that means in a couple minutes. And one thing I really love is that the author actually thinks this is the number one question. So I'm really looking forward to what Judy and Amy have to talk about with this thing. But I wanted to start with a quote that I thought was really good. It says, ask the right questions if you're going to find the right answers. And that was by Vanessa Redgrave. So I think that was a really great quote to be working on that. So Michael talks about how he thinks that, you know, this is the number one question, and it is the I is and what else. So in being an awesome question, it's about, you know, the subtle yet powerful way of being able to look at all this stuff. So it really helps to be, you know, looking at all this kinds of stuff. I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host. Miss Amy, what are you thinking about all that?
I am awestruck. By the question.
Awestruck. Oh, that was a bell. Okay, I wonder what that was. I thought we had a lot of feedback.
No, that was the angel singing. That's the best question.
Oh, the angels were singing. Oh,
ever.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Know, right.
Okay. And I'm going to have Miss Judy DeCano. She's with us diners as well.
Hey. You know what? This is the best question ever in coaching. And I love this question so much because between this and the use of silence, you can get a lot of places.
Okay. We were talking about silence, so that was going to be something that I wanted to talk about with this stuff. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, exactly. So Mike talked about this, he's got a couple reasons why he feels that this is the best question. And I'm going to go ahead and put these out and then have Amy and Jude talk about it a little bit too. So and number one is he said that, you know, the answer that you first get is never usually the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's like healing.
I don't know that it's necessarily the best or not, but I think it's kind of maybe on the top of your head. So that as you keep asking it, and what else? I think you go deeper. You know what I mean? So it could be not necessarily a bad answer, but maybe more of a top level answer.
What about if you said, "Tell me more"? Is that going to be different?
No, it's good. That's real good.
Tell me more instead of and what else.
And you know what I like about that is it's asking the same question, but it's different words, so you're less likely to make them mad. Right?
Oh, that's a good point.
I already answered that question.
Well, and remember, we're trying to have this be something that really helps. You know, you don't necessarily need a coach. We encourage you to get a coach. We want this to be something that you can use for self-coaching. So and when it comes to something like this, and what else to yourself, and living all that stuff, like Judy wonderfully said, it's like that layers of an onion that you're peeling away. But also, too, is like if you get to something and just say, well, let me look at that in a depth, more depth, like tell myself more about that. Tell me more about myself. And you were, like we talked about that last show when we did the kickstart question. With the kickstarts, you know, what's on my mind? What are these things that I want to be delving into and getting a more clarity about and being able to look at those different things? So when it comes to the what else, once I've done my, you know, basic inquiry, it's helping us to be able to, you know, maybe break it into different parts and being able to look at it from different stuff. So the second part of this is he says it helps with self-management. It helps us to come from that struggle of being able just to have the answer to inviting yourself to have, you know, to be curious. You know, curious about, you know, what else is there? And just kind of putting a soft question mark on it and allowing yourself to have a lot of self-inquiry about that. So will you go up and talk about that?
Well, I want to throw in one of my favorite exercises that kind of goes with this is what I all have people do is to set a timer for 5 minutes and have paper and pen. I guess it could be pencil, whatever. But you write, I am, and then you finish it. You write, I am, and then you finish it, and you go until the timer goes off. And invariably, when you first start the IM, it is kind of bleh, whatever. But by the time you've been doing it a little while, it really starts moving into the, oh, wow, and that's in there, and that's in there, and that's in there.
I think that's an excellent exercise because sometimes you have to allow yourself to be have the time and be a little bit uncomfortable sometimes in the time in order for you to really think about it more and just really kind of like when you're meditating, when you have to keep focusing on your breathing, keep focusing on that issue, keep praying for the things that you want to have come. I think the other thing to throw in here is a great way that I typically get a lot of insight is when I move, when I ask these questions. And so walking, ask myself questions, and the movement, it can really help, and nature really helps me to get inspired with the answers, the what else, and what else.
Yeah, and we talked about that before when we were talking about the habits, and boy, if you haven't had a chance to look and listen to those two episodes, we really, really broke down about, you know, just the power of a question, and, you know, why questions are important. And we really encourage everybody, hopefully you're still keeping your habit journal.
Yeah, buddy.
Like looking at what that looks like. But, you know, sometimes
it's a habit.
Is
that a habit now?
It is, absolutely. That's good. That's what it should be. It's a happy habit. You know, and I heard a really interesting thing about, you know, when they were talking about how, you know, it's 21 days to, you know, basically get a habit. That was actually recovery for certain medical conditions. And they ended up making it a habit thing instead because it's actually double when it comes to be able to actually create a habit for yourself. So instead it was just 21 days, they're saying it's these 45 to 60 days. So it's really being patient with yourself and realizing you're going to have, you know, times when you do better than other times, you know. And, again, we talked about that on our episodes with habits, which I thought was really great. So, you know, going into the self-management tools about, you know, I'm keeping myself curious, I'm looking at self-inquiry, what I was really thinking about that was, you know, the going deeper into the thinking of our capabilities. Because, like, you know, you guys saying, you know, I am, I am, I am, it really helps you to kind of look at all the different things that, you know, yes, people see me that way, but how many things that I have inside of myself that I'm not necessarily sharing with the world or even with myself when it comes to that. And then, you know, having the, giving yourself the gift of the power of pausing. Just, you know, stop and listen for those answers instead of being really quick to basically have an answer when something's being questioned. It's really great to just have it, be inquisitive about yourself and just see what's, you know, what could be there for myself if I allow myself just to sit with it. So what do you think about that, Amy?
I think it's really about being present. I love that about being curious because it's so easy to get caught up in, oh, my God, I have to look smart. And I have to have be able to answer whatever's going to come up next. It takes a lot of courage to just be in a space of I am going to listen and I'm going to be present to whatever comes next. Yikes!
I love this question and this thinking because I have not always been like this, but in the last few months, I've really started to not be the person who has all the answers, but to be quiet and listen and to wait for inspiration. And, you know, that's a really important thing to learn how to do and to know it's not your job to fix it. You will get the inspiration that you need if you listen. And it's quite powerful, quite powerful.
Well, I think it's really important to really realize that, inspiration is in spirit, inspirito. So it's really allowing yourself to get in tune with your intuition, your gut feelings, however you're sensing on something. Instead of going from your head, you're moving down into the heart and really allowing yourself to just be in the space within your body that you're basically being really open to having maybe multiple conversations going on inside of yourself. You know, what is my head and my heart and my gut thinking? And having that be something where you can kind of come to a hopefully a consensus or just a sense of a new awareness about, wow, I never really thought that I had these different kinds of things, you know, in perspectives of myself that I was looking at. You know, we were talking last time about having just this faceted diamond of the way things can look with ourselves. So just a, you know, a slight tilt of looking at something from a different perspective, a lot of other things can be shown to you that you just maybe have never even really noticed before because you're in this place of being, you know, inquisitive and allowing yourself to be inspired. And what can that look like? It can really open a lot of new doors. And along with that, too, you know, you could have an inspirational journal where you basically are just asking. I love Judy. You know, she goes walking every day just to have her conversation with God. And what did that look like? So when she comes back to do her habit journal, she's already got her inspiration for the day. So being able to have that is something that you're walking with during the day I bring it into my life. I make notes about it because I'm committed to, like, looking at it in a deeper way. And then I'm going to walk through my day with that and see what else I can have that Spirit's going to be able to, you know, help me to, you know, peel that away and show me something maybe I'm ready to look at that I wasn't before. So anything with that?
Well, I want to kind of come back a little bit. We were talking about the different parts of ourselves and having these conversations. Let's play with that a minute. Like for me, the MBA person, make it happen. What's the timeline? What's really going on? How do we make it happen? How do we make it happen faster? How do we make it better? And then, you know, the spiritual psychology part of me going, and why are we doing that? And do mm-hmm. both sides of that puzzle, and I'm sure there's plenty of others of us in here, have the courage to really be, and what else with myself, and not trying to shut down a person I might think is my own inner critic, or maybe I hate it. I don't know about you guys. When people say, let me play devil's advocate, I absolutely hate that. What I always say, no thank you, but I would love an angel's advocate.
I love that. That's good. There's enough devils already in my head. I don't need to.
I know. That's what I mean.
I can turn on the TV or look at my phone, and I have all of those. I have everything, all of those perspectives available to me, depending on how I do so. So one thing mm-hmm. that Judy found while we were looking for just, you know, what direction we want to go with the show, was we also found the Awe Quiz, which is actually put together by Berkeley. And if you just go to the Awe Question, the Awe Quiz will pop up. And it's 20 questions that really help you to just look about, you know, maybe getting out of my head and really getting into more of a sense of what's around me. So it's really encouraging people to just kind of pause for a second and see, you know, do you take time for wonderment in your life? Do you take time when you actually would catch yourself in an awe moment? And what would that look like? And I think in having those kinds of things to be putting into before you even ask the awe question,
mm-hmm.
it's helping you to kind of temper yourself in maybe a different way of looking at things that you hadn't even thought about before. So I really encourage people to go over to the awe, you know, what it's called the awe quiz, and it's greatergood.berkeley if you want to go check that out. So I love that Berkeley put that together for research and stuff like that. So it's really, you know, it's about, you know, am I moved by a sunset? Am I moved by looking at nature? You know, just different kinds of things that would be. You know, can I look at you know, my child in a certain way when they're sleeping? You know, do I have an awe about that? So there's all kinds of different kinds of questions, and I think it's an invitation to bring that into your life a little bit more. And with that, it's going to be basically helping to go a little bit deeper with some of these questions that I think will be really great.
I love that thinking because I think if you're going to go into a session with yourself where you're really trying to find answers for yourself, you need to really prep your mind to be in a positive space before you're asking these questions, right?
Right.
Because we've all had times where we were not in a good mood, and then we tried to have a conversation with ourselves or others, and probably it doesn't go all that great, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so really, before you go into a coaching session or a session where you really want to make some progress, go look at your favorite pictures. Set your mind and your heart in a place where you're giving yourself love and the kind of things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's so important. And I never really connected it with this awe thing, but think about that. The minutes that you're experiencing awe, you see a sunset that's bright orange and bright pink, and it's just, like, amazing. There's a feeling that goes with that.
Well, it just feels like it's not real. I'm not really looking at something that's got that much beauty.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
And how can I get more of that in my life?
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, you know, and I was just thinking of so many movies that talk about, you know, when it comes to that awe moment, it's so beautiful, I don't know if I can take it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing in life. Yes, you can, because you're standing here looking at it. Put your hands up to your star face and go, yes, I can. It's all good. So being able to embrace that, I think so, that's a good thing. Go ahead, Amy.
Well, Lemay, throw at the table, I know the three of us are better about this, but I think the awe moment that we've all pushed away is people trying to help us or people trying to compliment us. And do we have the courage to allow that to sink in?
Mhm. Mhm. You know, and where does that come from? You know, that could be a whole thing about looking at the way that you're able to celebrate yourself, and the way that you're able to take a compliment, and the way you're able to ask for help. I think all those kinds of things are really important when it comes to just personal growth and development for yourself. Say deeper, wiser, more of what am I thinking of? A vulnerable way.
a game with yourself and other people. So vulnerable. Well, gee, I had a hard time getting the word vulnerable. Okay.
What does that mean?
You know, our dad would be like, hey, we're going to pull it in and we're going to build this and we're going to do that, and you don't need to be vulnerable, let's just go on the road and move this thing happen. Okay, you know, so that's been with our family, so it's just something that, you know, and here we are, you know, decades later, and we look at that, it's like it's still there, still there. Yeah, so go ahead, Amy.
Well, something that I'm reading, the compassionate recovery. This morning I was looking at, he talked about writing a new sober script. And I want to kind of walk through this a little bit. And to me, sober and consciousness are the same thing, and being present. He says, start a new journal dedicated to what is important to you in recovery. Use those values to write about what decisions you will be like based on those rather than impulses and unseen triggers. Develop the voice of the best sober coach you could ask for. It can even be the voice of a hero or a favorite trusted figure. Start writing with this voice guiding you. And I love this. Be your own best healer. Soul travelers like us learn that we can stand on our own two feet, but we can also be willing to ask for and follow wise counsel from our circle of safety. Talk to them about your sober script, developing the ability to discern what is the best for you within your own heart and mind.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting because when we look at Michael's work, he's got three different aspects of looking at what and the what else, and one of them is called the superhero. So here we're talking about, you know, being your own hero, but with the superhero in looking at that question. And I think a lot of it's like, okay, this is before we talked about the awe factor. It's before we talked about all these other kinds of things that have helped me to kind of understand myself in a softer, kinder, more vulnerable way. So, but with the superhero, you know, it's wanting to have a sense of I've got to have a rescue component with this. And you don't really believe or understand that, you know, you have the best plan in being able to define the question and the answer. So it's being able to, you know, open yourself into a field of being able to have new possibilities that others can help you, like we're talking about. And that this is actually a virtue of being able to open yourself to that vulnerability and being in a desire to help in a way that accompanies yourself and by that silent way of knowing that, you know, I know that there are things out there and I can come from waiting within that inspiration, like you just so greatly talked about, and being able to know that, you know, yes, there's a hero inside of me, but Spirit's got me as a hero. Other people in their hearts seek to want to have a help for me. And I think sometimes it's even just, you know, you could even have a silent asking of just like, you know, who's here for me that can help me in the best way of being able to solve this problem or being able to have the clarity that I need to be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anything with that, guys?
Yeah, I have a few things. I love that, and that's not where my brain went, so this is good. This is why there's three of us here. When Amy spoke about, you know, needing things and this and that, my brain immediately went to when I was younger, I always was seeking outside approval, always. I mean, like relentlessly. It was ridiculous. And I valued other people's approval of me more than of my own approval.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get to the place where I just finally had to say to myself, why do you need this from everyone else?
Mm-hmm.
At what point are you going to say to you, you're the only approval I need?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I really think about this, and I've heard this many times in my ear, you're prepackaged with everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me, once I figured that out, was just so amazing.
Powerful.
Oh, my gosh.
Super powerful.
And it doesn't mean that I don't like to hear from others what they think I do well and need to hear that. I wrote Amy some questions this week asking her a few things about what she thought about me. And she gave me some beautiful answers that really helped me in my path and my transition right now. And those are wonderful. But when you can get those answers and you already have a firm foundation and don't feel like they fall and slip through the crack on you, it's just really strong. It really builds you up. And so I think it's finding that, you know, being your own superhero and really believing that the outfit that you have on is authentically yours,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not somebody else's that you have to return tomorrow.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, so, superheroes, let me see. So the bottom line is that, yes, doing your work. I love the, doing, like, the I am exercises, so I am. And I kind of look at it as we are the, and I my license plate, I shared this not too long ago, that Elf, Inc., Amy Lynn Frost, was my license plate for a long time. And that was really about who am I, who am I, who am I. And then, so I'm the leader of Amy, you know, Elf, Inc., and then I listen to other people's inputs, and I'm really grateful for them, and I do the research. And ultimately, as the leader of that organization, I have to make the decision and live with the result. No matter who we live with, no matter what we're doing in life, nobody makes us do anything. It may look like it, but it's always we have to make our own decisions. That's why it's so important to be really clear about who you are, what's my values, what's my life's intention, what's my calling. And then from there, all your decisions to me get really easy.
That's so true. And when you're struggling with that, you can't. That's such a foundation for you that you can't build other parts of your life. And so if you're not happy in your job and you're not happy in your marriage and you're not happy in whatever, well, let's maybe look at the foundation first and see if mm-hmm. we've laid things on top of it that make sense. So true. And that really goes right back to the awe question. And
right.
what else?
Mm-hmm. And what else? Yeah, and what else? So another aspect that he talks about is the efficiency engineer. I love how he's got these little titles. So, you know, again, you're in a quick hurry to think that, you know, you have the efficient way of being able to do something, and you're going to take that first thing, and you're unlikely going to be really addressing the right problem because you're basically just trying to put out a fire. And that's really what we're talking about here. And, you know, when it comes to great advice, that's, you know, really not necessarily great because you're really looking at the wrong problem because you're looking at that other thing you think is on fire when actually there's something else that you have to look at. It's not going to be efficient. So it's the efficiency of really looking at that stuff when it comes to that sense of resistance. And when you're looking at that as efficiency of just trying to take care of the thing immediately, 100% of the time you're really looking at the resistance. So it's being able to slow it down, being able to look at, like, what's really here, you know, it's like, and what else? You can be more efficient when you're looking at something like that, you know, just like Amy, or we've been talking about, you know, Amy too, with the sense of, you know, the power of the pause. I can take a little bit of time here. I can wait for some inspiration. It reminds me of, I heard a saying, a Chinese philosophy that said, you know, when it came to being able to make decisions, you know, may it be 3 seconds, 3 minutes, three hours, 3 days, 3 months, it's whatever it takes in that sense of time to be able to put something out there to where you know it's time to take that sense of I need to modify and then I can move. So being able to look at that from a different perspective and knowing that in doing that, it so serves me. It so serves me in ways that I can't even know. I don't have to be quick on the draw when it comes to stuff like that. And I think society really pushes people to be that way because it's that sense of, like, urgency, you know, when you think of, like, you know, going shopping and, you know, commercialism and all that kinds of stuff. It's like, act now or you're going to lose on the opportunity. It's not going to be here anymore. Well, my whole thing nowadays is like, well, if I'm not ready to jump, it's either going to show up later in my life or I really don't need it because I'm not going to buy in that thing of feeling like I'm being forced to do something when it just, I'm not ready.
Think about it, right? At 18, you're supposed to know what you want to do for the rest of your life. You're supposed to know what degree you want and what job you want. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
It totally is.
Yeah.
It totally is. You know, and for me, this just speaks of being vulnerable with the process.
Mm-hmm.
Investing mm-hmm. enough time and energy in the process to honor it and to know you're going to get a better result by honoring that process, whether it be setting the timer, whether it be revisiting it in another week, whatever that process is. I think, you know, it's funny that Robin says this because I was just literally on the phone this afternoon with somebody that said to me, Judy Takano, you make decisions too quickly and you feel like you have to have all the answers for everyone. And I want to invite you to get off the answer train. And I was like, oh, yes, you did. And I know I didn't.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was quite powerful information. And, you know, at different stages in your life, you have to look at that again.
Well, and thank the person who's willing to be bold enough to just say, get off the, you know, the impulse train.
Yeah.
You know, that's really something that's very, very important. Anybody, if you have any kind of person in your life that loves you that much, cares about you that much, that they're basically going to call you to the mat.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
Very awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then the last
Well, let's talk about making decisions for a minute. So when anybody tries to force you to make a decision really quickly, unless something's on fire, that's probably they're trying to maneuver something. They're trying to pull something. Well, a couple of my favorite answers to that is, let me pray about that, or let me go have a cup of tea over that, or let me sleep on it. There are very few things that I have to answer right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Agreed.
Okay. We're totally in line with you on that one.
Absolutely.
Shocking.
Well, look, you didn't even have to pray about it or nothing. That was pretty impressive.
We're going to talk about this because we have about 5 minutes left on the show, is the advice monster. And boy, if you want to look at Michael and you put in the advice monster on YouTube, he's got a great TED Talk that he really goes into just a lot of the nuts and bolts of being an advice monster and really how it is something that, you know, it's your, his definition is like, you know, you're listening to somebody and they're talking about stuff and all of a sudden the ideas of being able to how to solve this thing for this person come popping into your head, and you're just like, you know, you're not even listening anymore. You wanted to discuss the solution. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
He's like, let's get busy fixing this. So, you know, news alert, your advice is not as good as you think it is. It's not that you aren't wise. It's just that you see the world through your eyes, not this other person. So you are not an expert in life, so you need to do a full stop. So, you know, it's really coming from that place. I love Judy really has this. You know, it's about having questions, not suggestions. So really moving back into the why or and what else with this person, because, you know, how powerful it is for us to stop and being able to say, for that would help a person walk to their own answers,
mm-hmm.
no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. Because if we give just like anything else, you know, if you're a parent, you know, if you give your kid advice, how often is that going to be something that actually works? It's not going to work because they haven't been invested in the solution. You're basically, you know, I've learned since my kids have become, you know, legal with over 18. I just say, you know, this is just how I'm seeing it. This is my advice to you. If you want to talk further about it, that's great. But this is kind of how I see it. And it's not like I tell them to do anything. I basically just say, this is my perspective on it. What do you think? You know, I don't make it into it. I make it into a question. So, and what do you think? Or tell me more. And what else? You know, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
It really helps them to come back into that place of being their own thinker. And what does that look like for themselves from their life perspective?
Girl, I don't know if you know it, but you and John Travolta are on the same page. Because I just watched the thing that he put out, and he talked about that. He talked about that his parents wanted him to be something other than he wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the process mm-hmm. that he had to go through in order to help them understand what he wanted to be. And once he
to
got
stay alive,
on that same
staying
page.
Alive, staying alive.
Oh, God, we're bad. Sorry. When you can honor somebody else's process and stand behind them, you know what? That is far better off than trying to run your agenda.
Absolutely.
And I have to tell you, in Career Institute, we've had a contract to do career coaching with an organization. And I have to throw it out to Lou Ann White, which is one of our career coaches. She is the best advice monster killer on the planet. Because she's always saying to the entire team when we have meetings, it's not your job to give advice.
Right.
Because everybody mm-hmm. thinks you're helping somebody by doing that, but you're killing their process.
Right.
Yeah. And so I just think that this it should never be overlooked.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% guilty.
Well, you know, in the
way well,
we were
trained that way. We have to
change it. It's about awareness
right.
for change. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and it's just like having like a Queen Mary. It's not going to be something you can turn on a dime. It's something you have awareness and you start turning the wheel, you can basically go in a different direction. So that's really what we're talking about with this. So, you know, the ah question and what else? You know, so, you know, Michael thinking it is the best question. You know, there's a lot to that. So being able to have that be something that can really, oh, there's Juju, bring in her bell again.
The bell tone for these.
Came back in. It's like, we're out, ringing the bell. Okay, done. Done.
Well, we're never going to be done, but we're done with this half hour.
Exactly. So, you know, I want to thank you. As always, I want to thank my lovely sisters for being a part of this conversation. And, you know, it's something that really helps you, you know, go on a walk, invite yourself to have your habit journal, invite yourself to have the awe question with you, and just do a walk and see what happens for yourself. And be willing to go a little deeper, being willing to be in a place where you can be vulnerable with yourself and you know, be waiting to be in that place of inspiration. You know, you don't have to have the answer quickly because you know it's there within you. And that's the one thing that you need to trust. And having something that your brilliance is just ready to come out.
The right question. So make sure you're armed with your awe question.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. And what else?
And what else?
Okay, thanks for having us.
Woo-hoo.
Have a great day. Thanks for having me.
Habity.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.